message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
All the time, our God is a good God. It's a privilege to be here this evening. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege. I also want to appreciate my father, my senior pastor, our father in the Lord, for this great privilege. Sir, we appreciate you. The oil on you will never run dry in Jesus' name. Are you celebrating our Father in the Lord like that? Let's appreciate him. Let's celebrate him better. God alone be praised. Quickly tonight, I'll be charging us very briefly before we go into prayers. It's strength for new beginning. Strength for new beginning. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5 to 8. I want us to read together. 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 5 to 8. 1 Kings 19, 5 to 8. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. Next verse, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Hallelujah. This journey is too great for thee. No, let's go. Let's keep going. Verse 8. And he arose and he did eat and drink and went in the strength. Somebody say in the strength. He went in the strength. Somebody say in the strength. Of that meat, 40 days and 40 nights, unto Horeb, the Mount of God. Hallelujah. That place we just read talked about how Elijah acquired strength for a new journey. Brethren, we have all come here tonight, not for anything, but to recharge. Many of us use phones, and we recharge our phones. If you charge your phone from morning, no matter how... I don't know the best brand of phones, but no matter the best brand of phone, if you charge it today, you cannot use that phone continuously for 1 month. It's not possible. I don't know if they are going to invent one tonight, but the one I know of, you can't. You need to keep recharging. Hallelujah. We have come here to renew strength. And it is not this physical kind of strength I'm talking about. We are going to be unraveling to us the kind of strength I'm referring to tonight. We need strength for a new beginning. Elijah, here, he ate and he got strength. That kind of strength he got was not from normal food. It was from a spiritual food. A normal food will give you best strength it can give you in 1 day, no matter how well the poundy can be. The poundy will just give you strength for that day. The following day, you must have passed it out. Hallelujah. And then you're already hungry for another one. Strength. The kind of strength for the journey that can last for the next 6 months can only be gotten in the place, what? In the place of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. One of the greatest necessity for life is strength. One of the greatest necessity for life is strength. Without strength, man is like a vegetable. Without strength, man is like vegetable. Man has nothing, can do nothing without strength. You know, looking at two animals now, looking at a cow and a horse, for example. If you lay both of them down, and you are to make them come up. The cow will come up with the back legs. That's how it's going to come up. But the horse will come up first with what? The front legs, showing you ready to charge. That is why most times they refer to these energy things with horsepower. They say that AC has 1 horsepower, 2 horsepower, because horses are noted for what? Strength. Brethren, you and I have come here this evening to what? To acquire, to access strength for the remaining 6 months. How many of us know that that last 6 months was a whole lot for Nigeria as a whole? It was a whole lot. And let me tell you something. We ourselves as Christians need to prepare ourselves. You know, there is this thing in the military parlance. They say you don't wait for the battle to prepare for war. You are well prepared even before the war arrives. Yes or no? You don't wait for battle to prepare for war as a good military person. You don't wait. You prepare for it before it comes. And that is why we have come here to receive multifaceted strength. And I know tonight you will not go back the same. I say I know tonight that you will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. We're going to be looking at strength in diverse dimensions. Number one dimension of strength we're going to be looking at is the physical strength. Physical strength. Physical strength. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength. Habakkuk 3:19 said, the Lord God is my strength. If you look at 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. 1 Kings 18:46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That means that kind of strength, that's physical strength. God, it gave Elijah so much strength. He ran before Ahab had gone ahead of him. He ran, overtook him. Why? Because strength, physical strength was available. What is this kind of physical strength I'm talking about? Is physical strength is the ability to start something and to finish it. Physical strength is health and vitality. That's physical strength. Physical strength is like spiritual vaccination, spiritual inoculation. They call something, you know, in medicine, we have some doctors in the house, so in medicine there is something we call curative and preventive. I think it's applicable for malaria. Curative malaria, sometimes you use chloroquine. I think they don't use chloroquine again, but they see you use chloroquine, ACTs and the like. But for preventive, daraprim, Sunday medicine is used. Yeah? They call it prophylactic therapy. We have come here to receive our own prophylactic therapy, a preventive therapy. You prevent yourself from some things. You exempt yourself from some things. There are some things that if it is permitted to happen to others, because you have come to recharge, you have come to receive, it doesn't catch you unawares. You are, you dey gidigba. They call it, my pastor will say kakarakariti. Kakaraka. He say kakarakariti. Praise the Lord. That is one aspect of, you know something, physical strength is not attached to age alone. There's in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7, we're meant to understand that Moses at 120, Bible says his strength was not abated. His eyes did not grow dim. Normally a 120 years old man, his strength would have been gone. But Bible says his strength was not abated. Look at in the book of Joshua, I think 14:11 as well. He was referring to Caleb at 80 years old. He could go up the mountain. He said, just as my strength was when Moses gave me the land back then, 40 years ago, that was it. He could still go up the mountain, 80 years old man. That would tell me that physical strength given by God is not something that can diminish. There are some things that, you know, in the Bible it says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. But in the secular world, they said, when somebody is growing old, they say your strength is becoming diminished. But we as Christians, as your days are, so shall your strength be. In fact, sometimes you can have a small child, yet so massive energy and strength. Look at David at 17. Look at how massive Goliath was. Yes, he pulled him down. Because of the ability to what? Access physical strength. Tonight, you will access physical strength in the name of Jesus. Physical strength to start whatever you lay your hands on in this first half of the year. Strength to finish it. The Lord was giving it to you today in the name of Jesus. Whatever you start up, I decree and declare you will finish in the name of Jesus. Second dimension of strength is mental strength. Proverbs 24 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 5. Bible says, a wise man is strong, yea. A man of knowledge increases strength. Somebody, can we read that part together? A man of knowledge does what? Increases strength. So there's something we call mental strength, or more like wisdom. A man of knowledge increases strength. Mental ability. Mental strength. Ability to, there are some people, opportunity comes for them, but they don't have the mental strength to know that this is my own time, and yet they missed it. You and I, in the remaining 6 months of this year, every opportunity that comes, The mental strength for you to know it is your season. God is delivering to you today in the name of Jesus. Wisdom is the cure for stupidity. Wisdom is the cure for stupidity. There, it is mental strength. Increase in mental strength. Pastor was saying yesterday we are going to be praying on divine direction today. Increase in mental strength is gives you access to divine direction. When you enjoy mental strength, when you enjoy wisdom, you know what to do per time. You know, there's this woman called Rahab. I call her Sister Rahab the prostitute. Sister Rahab got something when those spies came around. And that thing that she got, she put it to use. She made do of that opportunity. She didn't regard those guys as the regular customers that she would have. She dealt with them differently, and that transformed her life. I want to believe if everybody in Jericho then were buying land, let's assume, Rahab brought all her family into her house because those spies told her that we will be responsible only for those that are in your house. That means everybody outside your house, they are not responsible. She brought every her family member inside her house. Perhaps if she had 10 plots of land, let's assume, she was selling land. And those that have low mental strength were probably, let's assume a plot of land in Tanke goes for 20 million. Let's assume. Rahab probably sold her for 5 million. To some people, it's a cheap opportunity. It's a cheap, but it's not an opportunity. I don't know if some of us have been able to. Because it is a land they will never build on. And the Israelites came and broke down the wall. Every of their investments, everything in Jericho was gone in one day. But Rahab and every of her members were saved. If Rahab had sold all she had and kept the money in her house, she knew what she was doing. Why? Because she had access to something that every other person didn't have access to. In the remaining 6 months, I decree increase in mental strength God is going to give to you. You will have access to knowledge, access to revelation. Something that took the life of others, it will not take your life. Why? Because of divine direction. When a man enjoys mental strength, what took some 10, 20 years can take a man 2 years or 1 year if he's walking in divine direction. Brethren, for you and I, in the remaining 6 months, we will walk in increased and mega increased mental strength shall be your lot in the name of Jesus. Another dimension of strength tonight is financial strength. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 16. The Bible says, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Somebody says, strong men retain riches. In other words, strength is required to retain riches. Strength is required to retain riches. He says, strong men retain riches. One man was talking to me one day and he said, "Ma, if you know the amount of money that has gone through my hand in my business, I checked my laptop and I saw all I've sold in this year. And I was afraid. And I asked him why. He said, because I don't know where all the money are. I can't see it anywhere. I know I'm selling, but it's not reflecting. I saw that I had sold in millions, but yet I can't see it anywhere. I shook my head. But you know something? Many people spend money, yes. Some even do great transactions, yes. But not every one of them retain that wealth. For you and I, tonight, the strength, the grace to retain riches, God is delivering to you in the name of Jesus. The grace to retain riches, God is delivering to you in the name of Jesus. The kind of riches I'm talking about is not the kind of riches that, you know, some people have rich, they have some change that is enough for just themselves alone. No. The one that you have for yourself, the kind that you are able to impact the life of others. People can say, thank God for Sister Buki. Thank God for Sister Brother Tade. Oh, paid my school fees. Did that. Financial strength, the kind of strength I'm talking about, is not the one of small change, but the one that you are blessed and you are able to impact the lives of others. Perhaps you have been paying two people's school fees before. In this remaining 6 months, God is delivering to you the ability to pay much more. God is delivering ability to retain wealth. In these 6 months, go and note it down. Your hands will carry good riches. Your hands will carry good resources. It won't just pass through you. You will retain them. You'll be able to see what you have used them to do. You'll be able to see the number of lives that you have impacted via that riches. That's what we call financial strength. For you and I, God is going to increase our strength financially tonight in the name of Jesus. Brethren, that calls for if you are here, you are not doing anything. You are still waiting for something to be done. Please go quick and start. Think of what to do tonight and tomorrow morning. Start it. Because there are some level of opportunities that come. When they come, God cannot increase your strength if on your present level, you don't have something doing. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And then number four, spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. This kind of strength is the strength that keeps you on fire. It sets you on fire. Spiritual strength is ability to, you know, a man called Moses accessed spiritual strength so much. He came down from the mountain. 40 days, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. As if it was not enough. When having come down, the children of Israel were found into sin and the likes. The Ten Commandments broke. The next thing, if it were for some of us, would have said, God, they provoked me to break this commandment. Can you dictate to me how you dictated it? What exactly you want me to write? And then, perhaps God might have dictated it. But this man wasn't tired of his presence. He went back again to the mountain. Fasting, no, because if somebody is there for days and nights, there was no account of him carrying any food with him. He was not tired of that presence. Some of us, after anniversary, maybe we did anniversary, and then the next 1 week or 2 weeks, away from church. Why? I need rest. It's not me that killed Jesus. I just need some rest. And 12 days of empowerment again. After that, and 3 days after that, you know. Spiritual strength is when you are not tired of his presence. David was a man that was not tired of his presence. He said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. Every time he had an opportunity to come into his presence, he's always excited. Look at the crowd on Sunday. Look at how many of us are here today. For you and I will receive spiritual strength. Spiritual strength is key. Tell your neighbor it is key. How then can we access all the strengths I have talked about? All the strength dimensions of strength I've talked about can all be accessed in the presence of God. There's a song, I don't know if some of us know that song. We have come unto the Lord. We have come. Oh, we have come to the Father. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. And we have come to the Father. We have come to renew strength. The presence of God is the place of the renewal of strength. Strength in every form. I looked at the story of a man. But before I go there, quickly, Psalm 84 verse 7. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. If your strength was small, the Bible says they go from strength to strength. Don't be tired of his presence. The more you come, the higher you go. If your strength financially was, you are able to feed through. They go, please don't take it away. Thank you. They go from strength to strength. It means you have your financial strength to take two people. You come to his presence, you access more strength to take five. He says they go from strength to strength. Physical strength. You are able to start a bungalow. Oh, we bless God in the month of January. You have not finished it yet. You come back like now to receive more physical strength. That which I have started. Strength to complete it. Keep coming back. But they go from strength to strength. Strength one, strength two. Strength is in level. So you have to keep. Where do you keep increasing? Every one of them. Not some. Not few. The Bible says every one of them in Zion, where is your Zion? Here. Appeareth before God. The more you come to his presence, the more you access all this multifaceted strength. There was a man called David in the Bible. I'm rounding up already because we're going to pray tonight. In the book, I don't have time to read, I'll just paraphrase that story. We all know how David when he went to battle with the Philistines, then he was still living in Ziklag. And something happened. Before he got back to Ziklag, his entire thing, all Bible says all his wives and children, all his strong men, they had been cutted. All the strong men of David, they all fell down and were weeping. I can't imagine the kind of men that David had, but I'm sure they are real men. Men that could face giants, fight, go draw water for David. Those are not toy toy. Those are real men. Praise the Lord. They got back when they saw that Ziklag had been burnt down. I don't know how it looks like. All they ever lived for, all they had, their family, their investment, everything, they got back and found out that all was gone. At that point, the Holy Spirit just gave me an understanding. That is strength for a new beginning. How do they begin? And they sat down, they all sat down and were weeping. But I'm paraphrasing it. But the Bible says, they were about stoning David. If they had succeeded in stoning David, that's their leader, that would have been the end. But David, no, the angel did not come and tell him this is what to do. No. Nobody came to tell him. The priest was there, Abiathar. They didn't tell him what to do. Nothing. But the Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. That was strength for a new beginning. He needed to begin afresh. But he didn't know how. Spiritual strength gave him, opened him up. And you know, I love the aspect it went. It went in phases. When he got strength spiritually, he encouraged himself in the Lord. By the time he encouraged himself in the Lord, he moved to the next phase of his strength. That was physical strength. Men that were crying, they cried until they were tired. I'm sure they didn't have any strength anymore. Because they came from journey. They were fapped out, hungry, I guess. Nothing, they had nothing. So they were physically weak. But spiritual strength gave them physical strength. So much so they said, Lord, do we go? They said, God said, move ahead. Your spiritual vibrancy, your spiritual fire is a link to every other form of strength that you can access. Once you are intact spiritually, so many other things will follow. Moses was vibrant spiritually, physical strength followed. Caleb was vibrant spiritually, physical strength followed. David was vibrant, yet what happened to him? Immediately he strengthened himself in the Lord, physical strength followed. He had the strength to say, okay, men, pursue, and let's pursue. And while they were pursuing, I want to believe that they would have been pursuing with so much aggression, so much violence. Have you ever seen a man whose everything, his entire savings in life, crushed? His wife declared missing. Children declared wanted. Everyone, they don't have anywhere. If you want to talk to that kind of man, he's not going to answer you. He's going to be looking like this, like a wounded lion. But now I want to imagine that is how the face of David's men were. They were running to take over. But something, they accessed spiritual strength, then physical strength, then mental strength. Do you know how they access mental strength? The Bible says they saw that young lad that by the road. Normally, that was an opportunity. That was the click, the missing link they were looking for. Brethren, spirituality settles so many things. What you are looking for, the big hit, the jackpot you are looking for, settle it with God first. God will give you the physical strength to access things. The mental strength to open up some things comes up. When David, I'm sure, when his men had charged, because they must have been moving with the strength of the horse, because they were wounded already. When he saw that lad, please, the one you have done, you know you have finished us already. What are you waiting for? Please, let's move ahead. They are in front. Yes, they are in front. But he waited. Why? Because he must have gotten a link spiritually, wisdom, spiritual, mental increase. In the remaining 6 months of this year, you will enjoy mental strength. Wisdom like never before. That will open you up to new ideas. That will open you up to new opportunities. And just what they were running ahead to look for, they got it just because they stayed there. And from there, they fed that boy, that young lad. He got strength. He told them. And he led them. And they were able to recover they recovered all. I'm sure they recovered more than, because they came back and started sharing loot. That led them to financial strength. Praise the Lord. Brethren, that man, David, accessed all this level of strength. We are going to be praying tonight for this. All this multifaceted strength can be accessed in the presence of God. But David will have died empty. He will have been stoned. He will have been nothing if he didn't get strength for a new beginning. Brethren, for you and I, this path, this 6 months in this 2018, no man has told it before. No man has been there before. But we need this level of strength to be able to make the remaining 6 months a memorable one. Jack up on your feet as we begin to appreciate God this night.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.